From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, kids in Kitsentown are feted one last time as they bid the summer goodbye. Stay tuned to find out who shared the love. Well over 200 children turned out to the Holy Ghost Assembly Church of God in Kitsentown, St. Catherine, for one final hurrah before heading back to school on Monday. The treat was hosted by the church with the help of sponsors, who supplied the young ones with text and writing books, school bags, and other supplies. Host Pastor Joan Fennell said the treat was staged as a gesture of love by church members and other volunteers.
This is a passion that we have to help our children. I think we can feed them and we can give them books and other stuff. And they have turned out in large numbers. And we are so happy to meet with them. And I feel so good to know that we're able to meet the needs of these people in our community.
She added that the church consistently reaches out to the community by providing for the needs of residents outside of the holiday period. What started out as a small treat quickly expanded, with families coming in from other neighborhoods in Kitsentown.
We have children here from Bendon, we have from Cottage, we have from Price Pen, we have from Cold Road, we have from neighboring communities. All they are from various areas around Kitsentown. It is great and exciting. We have a lot of children who they're having a brand new experience. They're here today, they're singing, we're feeding them. Some are getting the books that the parents are not able to give them. So, I mean, you know how the children would feel to know they have got their new books to start school. Some of them get bags and all of that.
We also asked patrons for their views on the treat. Parent Conrad Thomas commended the Holy Ghost Assembly team for pulling together a successful event.
It's really a tremendous effort given the economic climate as it is. You know, it's a step in the right direction to assist the parents, to alleviate, you know, and assist them. So it comes in at a very good time, and it's a tremendous effort, like I said, and we are indeed grateful.
One student, Romero Blackstock, said the new school supplies he received have motivated him to do his best at his new school.
I feel extremely gracious. My gratitude is 100%. I promise I'll do my best at high school.
Another child, Candice Williams, who attends Friendship Primary, said she plans on wrapping her books to make sure the covers don't get damaged. She also gave her thoughts on the day's happenings.
I played a lot of fun games, and I got some of my writing books, and I enjoyed the meal, and it's enjoyable.
The church is already excited about next year's event, with plans to get even more sponsors and volunteers on board to increase the impact. Before we go, the JIS is inviting members of the public to participate in our annual book exchange. Take textbooks you no longer need to our offices at 58A Halfway Tree Road in Kingston and donate or exchange them with ones you'll need for the start of the new school year. Have no books to give away? No problem. The JIS is giving these books away at no charge. For more details, call 926-359-024 or visit us from Mondays to Thursdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Fridays between 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. And that's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.